Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Third Commandment.
Remember thou keep holy the Sabbath day.
By 8 o'clock that Sunday evening, our suburban street was quiet again. And I might have convinced myself that the whole dreadful day had been just an awful dream. I might have, if I hadn't been alone in the house waiting for a sound, anything that would tell me Bob had come back. And then I heard the footsteps on the porch.
Mrs. Driscoll?
Yes, Father Kelly.
May I come in a minute?
Yes, Father, I left the door open. I thought Bob... It's warm, isn't it, Father?
I guess it is. I've been so busy in all the excitement next door, I guess I forgot about the weather.
You were next door too, Father?
Yes, didn't your husband... by the way, I just stopped in to thank him again.
Bob's not here. He's not home.
Mrs. Driscoll, what's the matter? You're crying. What's wrong?
Everything.
Well, now, it can't be that bad, not after what's happened next door.
That was part of it.
Part of what?
Oh, it's all so involved.
Perhaps you'd like to tell me. I'm a good listener. Look, why don't you sit down?
All right.
That's it. Now, what is this all about?
I just don't know how it all began. The day started off like any other Sunday.
How was that?
Well, I got up at 7. I always get up at 7. I never could see sleeping late on Sunday. I'm up at 7 on Sunday the same as every other day. And I always call Bob at 8. We always go to 10 o'clock Mass. Bob never seemed to find anything wrong with that before. But this morning I was standing at the window, looking over at the next house, the new people, you know. And Bob was yawning.
Honey, how'd you like to give me a Christmas present?
Christmas at this time of the year?
Why not?
Well, what's the urgent need?
11 o'clock Mass.
Whatever that means.
I mean, let's go to 11 or 9.
Oh, Bob Driscoll, 9 is a children's Mass.
Let's do something different for one Sunday.
Not if it means 11 o'clock Mass. Oh, there's that woman.
What woman? Where?
There. The new woman next door, cook.
Not a bad-looking cook?
Now, don't be silly. That's their name, cook.
Oh.
I asked Jimmy, the boy who delivers for Weber's. Look, she's putting the baby on the porch. You know, there must be just the three of them, a husband, a wife, and the baby.
Sure they're husband and wife?
Why, I never thought... Oh, Bob, you're kidding. Anyway, the man's hardly there at all. He seems to come home each Sunday night, and he's gone on Monday morning. She's left the baby out there in the carriage.
Except that it isn't a baby.
What do you mean?
It's a midget.
Whatever gave you that idea?
I've got it all figured out.
Yeah?
I keep you here to give me the neighborhood gossip, but they employ a midget instead.
Why, Bob Driscoll. Oh, honestly, even after 10 years of being married to you, I still don't know when you're kidding.
Well, I'm not kidding now. Why under the sun don't you go over and call on the cooks?
Well, people in New Leeds just don't do things like that.
New Leeds, the suburb that exemplifies the spirit of charity.
We do lots for charity.
I didn't say for charity. I said of charity. Where's the inner guy, the spirit or something?
Father Kelly should use you as a ghostwriter for his sermons.
They do pretty well by us on Sunday. What does everybody else do on the Sabbath?
Oh, Bob.
As my old grandpappy said, the better the day, the better the deed.
Well, just get up and look through the other window across the street, and you'll see what Dave Willett's doing, working in his garden. Now, if that isn't manual labor...
What? Pruning a few bushes?
It's the principle of the thing.
Oh.
And then after church, he and Bessie and the boys will be off to the beach so Dave can have his first breath of salt air. Quote from Bessie. Oh, say, that reminds me. I've got to get Bessie for a meeting after Mass.
I thought you just said she was going to the beach.
Well, she can wait 5 minutes. It's about the clothing collection.
My busy bee, Marion.
You just...
Marion, my sweet, you're the busiest gal on the street. And I love you just the same.
Bob, stop kissing me right in front of the window. The neighbors...
When the neighbors don't see me kissing you, that's when you should start to worry. That's when... So you aren't even listening to me.
Huh? You know, I was just thinking...
What about?
About those cooks next door. They don't even go to a church on Sunday.
Okay, there's your work for today. Item one, see if you can introduce the new family to God.
Oh, now, Bob, don't be silly.
Am I?
Yes.
You know, sweet, I didn't mean to be. I didn't mean to be silly at all.
Come on, dear, come on. It's late now, and you know very well we're never late for Mass.
10 o'clock. Here we are, Driscoll's on the dot.
Well... Father Kelly, maybe you'll remember what happened after Mass. You said I could use the rectory for the meeting, so I got hold of Bessie and Peg Summers. And we just sat down when Peg said...
Well, where's May? Isn't she coming?
Any minute.
Oh.
Now, Bessie, stop twirling your bracelets. You'll be in through in time to start for the beach.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that exactly, Marion. I was thinking about that girl next to you, the new people. You know, we really ought to run in and visit her.
For goodness sake, why?
Oh, because we're so neighborly in New Leeds. We aren't very, are we?
I should say.
Marion, if you could just run in for a minute today, you know, Sunday, I won't be able to go now.
Now, don't
you...
fuss so. May, we're in here.
Why a meeting at this hour?
Oh, hi,
on
May.
My way to 11. Hi.
Accompanied by golf clubs, dear?
The lock's loose on the car.
Oh, come on, let's start.
Let's. Heavens, I even came on time for Mass today.
Quite an accomplishment.
Oh, May always tries to be on time.
Bessie, thanks for kind words.
Well, now, look, if you're all so anxious to begin, Peg, you can take the
Marion,
from...
begin with May, will you?
Yes, I'll be late.
Now, girls, this is important.
Oh, it sure is.
Well, if it's so funny...
You bet it's funny. You're so anxious to take care of important things that you're keeping May late for Mass.
Oh.
Heavens, it's 11:05.
Oh, May, go on. I'll get your instructions for you.
Bessie!
Good girl, but... Bessie. I vote for you for Mother Superior.
Oh, what a girl. Oh, hey, she forgot her clubs.
Oh, she'll get them afterward. Don't worry. No Sunday's complete without May and Will trying to get Bob to play.
Shades of Massachusetts Bay Colony. Is golf against the law? You know, Joe and I...
Girls, are we ready now?
Some people don't see the forest for the trees.
Whatever that means.
You can be sure it means you, dear. Oh, whoopee! Now give me 10 extra streets to collect from as penance. Let's go.
Bob?
Mm-hmm?
What do you suppose Peg meant?
Oh, forget it, Marion. She's a great kid. She likes to hear her own voice.
Well?
Relax. The meeting's over. Dinner's over. Let's take life easy. Oh, brother, did I say relax?
Oh, I'll get it going. Hello? Oh, Marie. Well, let's see what's been happening. This morning, I... Oh, wait a sec, Marie. Bob, would you close that window?
Sure thing.
Could you hear it, Marie? No, the baby wailing. The family next door. If people took care of their children... Oh, there's no one on the other side. The woods begin there. And Dave and Bessie are away, so there's no one around to get the benefit of... Huh? Oh. Oh, fine. Yeah, you do that. Sure. If I start to talk, she has to hang up.
That baby sure has strong lungs. Even from inside the house, you could hear... Oh, brother, there we go again. I'll answer. Hello? Oh, ha, ha, Peggy with the purple eyes. Well, I'm not doing a thing I couldn't stop doing. Oh, that's too bad. How'd he hurt it? Sure thing. I could be there in 15 minutes. Marion can walk around with us. Okay.
Walk around a golf course? No, thank you.
Oh, come on, Marion.
Peg called you deliberately, just deliberately.
And I suppose Joe cut his hand deliberately. Now, who's silly? Look, there's a foursome lined up. If I don't fill in, they'll lose their turn. Come on along.
No.
Suit yourself.
Playing golf is not the way to spend Sunday.
Did God say so?
Now, really, Bob, you turn everything into a joke.
Maybe I do. Maybe I think the Lord intended us to enjoy life. Even on the Sabbath day.
And so Bob went off to play golf, and I... Well, what I did isn't important, I suppose. It was what I didn't do. At least, that's what Bob said afterward. And ever since... I've been trying to see the rest of the day through his eyes. It seems Bob drove Peg back to our house to get something he'd recommended for Joe's hand.
My, it's quiet around here after dark, isn't it, Bob? Except for baby calling Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's coming. Cutie.
Mama's taking a long time about it, Peg.
Yeah.
That child was crying before I went out today.
Oh, really?
That's the new family next door.
Oh. I wonder if Marion went...
Went where?
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Did what? What's so mysterious?
Oh, well, Bessie asked Marion to run over there. Well, you know Bessie. She worries about the world. But, Bob, look. There isn't a light on in that house with a baby howling like that.
Look, I could get Marion.
I'm not waiting a second more.
Here, I'll come too. Go up the driveway.
All right.
Wait here. I'll go up and ring the bell.
Does the bell ring?
Sure, but no one answers.
I'll come up. Try the door.
It's open.
Oh.
Anyone home? Anyone home? But maybe we
should... No, maybe we should. Where's the light switch?
I want to be around here someplace. Let's see if I... Oh, here it is.
Bob, the girl... Look, she's on the floor.
Well, I wonder if she...
Is she all right?
She's alive, I'm sure. Look, I'll put her on...
No, don't move her. Get a doctor.
We need one, quick. Oh, where's
the... Here's the phone over here on the table. I'll go up and get that baby.
Hello?
Lord, if she's been lying here all afternoon with the... Doctor,
Bob Driscoll, look, this is pretty bad. No, I'm not at home. I'm next door. Last house, just before the woods. Now, listen, woman's fallen down the stairs. Must have hit her head. She's unconscious. Ambulance by your order. Okay. Wait, doctor. A car just drove up. Must be the husband. Okay, sure.
Sure. We all got here a little late, I suppose.
Well, if you'll just hold on, Marie. Goodness! That's an ambulance pulling away. I didn't see that come. Look, I'll go over and see what's going on. Well, I can't tell you unless I go over there, so you'd better hang up. Oh, here's Bob. Hold on. Darling, what happened?
Hang up.
What?
Hang up, I said, now.
Marie, I'll call you back.
Come in here. I've something to say to you.
But
I said I have something to say, and I'm doing the talking. Now sit down. Fact is, you kept Bessie from going over there this morning. You had to call that meeting, didn't you? Asked you to go. If you'd gone, you'd have seen how ill the girl was. And in any event, you heard that baby cry on and off all afternoon.
I was too busy to hear it cry.
That's quite a different story from what you had this morning, remember? You had to have the window closed then. And you were so curious about them. Selfish curiosity. The fact is...
Oh, facts. Now you're being the big-time lawyer.
Yes, I am. And I sure hope I never have to defend anyone like you.
Oh, please, you're shouting. And on Sunday.
Sunday? That's a laugh. What does Sunday mean to you?
Well, I don't play golf or dig in a garden.
You're knee-deep in dirt on the telephone every Sunday. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Keep the Sabbath day for gossip.
Bob Driscoll, will you lower your voice?
I sure will. I'll stop talking completely. Let me get out of here.
Now, Bob, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I want to tell you something.
Don't tell me anything.
And that's how it's been, Father Kelly. Bob is gone, and the whole dreadful day just seemed... Oh, it's been awful. Of course I was sorry about the girl falling down the stairs and being alone.
I see. And you had known for some time that she was alone every day with the baby?
Well... Yes. Oh, I suppose I could have spoken to her before, but I'm always so busy. Even on Sunday.
You know, the way you say that, I wonder if we agree on the meaning of Sunday. I wonder if we understand the third commandment in the same way.
The third commandment? Why, Father Kelly, I wouldn't dream of ever missing Mass.
But that commandment doesn't say don't miss Mass.
Well, it says keep holy...
Yes, exactly. Keep holy the Sabbath day. Now, that certainly means honoring our Lord by attending Mass, but... You see, it means so much more than that.
Well, I certainly try not to commit sins.
Good, good. But now think about those words again. Keep holy. Now, you see, that's a constructive idea, you might say.
You mean... If I'd gone to help the family next door?
Don't you think our blessed Lord would have been pleased by your act of charity?
Well, how about Bessie, going to the beach?
Bessie was keeping her little family unit together. Sunday's a fine day for the youngsters to be with their father and mother. That's a wonderful time for the children to listen to their parents, even at the beach.
Oh. Well, I never thought of that.
You don't really believe the Lord intended us not to enjoy the Sabbath day, now, do you?
Bob said something like that.
Well, Bob was right. Sunday should be the keynote for the week. It ought to be a day of inspiration. And the place to receive that inspiration is when we start out the day at Mass. Tell me, do you use a missal?
I have one.
Then take a look at those beautiful words at the offertory of the Mass. Humbled in mind, contrite of heart, may we find favor with thee, O Lord.
Humbled in mind. Father, I've never begun any day like that.
Then why not begin now? The day's not over. The week's just starting. The first day of the week. The day we begin again with renewed grace. The Lord's Day. Sunday. In honor of his resurrection. When we can honor him in, oh, so many little ways. A visit to the sick. Some little act of mercy. I'm preaching quite a sermon.
The first sermon I've really heard in a long time. Oh, if Bob were here.
Look, now, why don't you hop in the car and drive down to church for a little visit? You're not going to help Bob or yourself by sitting here moping.
Father, was it Bob who sent for you to come to the family next door? The Cooks?
It was Mr. Cook when he came home.
But they never went to church. I watched.
You know, Mrs. Driscoll, I think a lot of people who stay away from church might go if someone just smiled at them. Encouraged them. As our Lord would do if he were on earth.
And that, too, would be the third commandment.
Oh, indeed it would.
Father, I do want to pay a little visit to the church. Maybe I can make some resolutions before it's too late. I was kneeling alone in the half-darkness of candlelight when I heard the voice beside me.
Marion?
Bob! Oh, Bob!
Marion, I...
No, no. Oh, no, Bob, dear, it was I. You're here. Thank God we're both here. Together.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymore for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymore. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymore, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.